When my wand connected with you-know-who's, it made my mum and dad appear, and Cedric.
But they weren't really back from the dead, were they?
Said Hermione.
Those kinds of pale imitations aren't the same as truly bringing someone back to life.
But she, the girl in the tale, didn't really come back, did she? The story says that once people are dead, they belong with the dead, but the second brother still got to see her and talk to her, didn't he? He even lived with her for a while. He saw concern and something less easily definable in Hermione's expression. Then, as she glanced at Ron, Harry realized that it was fear. He had scared her with his talk of living with dead people. So that Peveril bloke who's buried in Godric's Hollow, he said hastily, trying to sound robustly sane. You don't know anything about him, then?
No,
she replied, looking relieved at the change of subject.
I looked him up after I saw the mark on his grave. If he'd been anyone famous or done anything important, I'm sure he'd be in one of our books.
The only place I've managed to find the name Peveril is in Nature's Nobility, a wizarding genealogy.
I borrowed it from Creature, she explained as Ron raised his eyebrows.
It lists the pureblood families that are now extinct in the male line. Apparently, the Peverils were one of the earliest families to vanish.
Extinct in the male line? Repeated Ron.
It means the names died out, said Hermione. Centuries ago, in the case of the Peverils, they could still have descendants, though. They'd just be called something different. And then it came to Harry in one shining piece, the memory that had stirred at the sound of the name Peveril. A filthy old man brandishing an ugly ring in the face of a ministry official. And he cried aloud, Marvolo Gaunt!
Sorry, said Ron and Hermione together.
Marvolo Gaunt, you know whose grandfather, in the Pensieve, with Dumbledore. Marvolo Gaunt said he was descended from the Peverils.
Ron and Hermione looked bewildered. The ring
that became the Horcrux. Marvolo Gaunt said it had the Peveril coat of arms on it. I saw him waving it in the bloke from the Ministry's face. He nearly shoved it up his nose.
The Peveril coat of arms? Said Hermione sharply. Could you see what it looked like?
Not really, said Harry, trying to remember. There was nothing fancy on there, as far as I could see. Maybe a few scratches. I only ever saw it really close up after it had been cracked open. Harry saw Hermione's comprehension in the sudden widening of her eyes. Ron was looking from one to the other, astonished.
Blimey! Do you reckon it was this sign again? The sign of the Hallows?
Why not? Said Harry excitedly.
Marvolo Gaunt was an ignorant old git who lived like a pig. All he cared about was his ancestry. If that ring had been passed down through the centuries, he might not have known what it really was.
There were no books in that house, and trust me, he wasn't the type to read fairy tales to his kids. He'd have loved to think the scratches on the stone were a coat of arms, because as far as he was concerned, having pure blood made you practically royal.
Yes, and that's all very interesting, said Hermione cautiously. But Harry, if you're thinking what I think you'll think,
well, why not?
Why not? Said Harry, abandoning caution. It was a stone, wasn't it?
He looked at Ron for support.
What if it was the Resurrection Stone?
Ron's mouth fell open.
Blimey! But would it still work if Dumbledore broke?
Work, work, Ron, it never worked. There's no such thing as a Resurrection Stone. Hermione had leapt to her feet, looking exasperated and angry.
Harry, you're trying to fit everything into the Hallows story.
Fit everything in? He repeated.
Hermione, it fits of its own accord.
I know the sign of the Deathly Hallows was on that stone. Gaunt said he was descended from the Peverils.
A minute ago, you told us you never saw the mark on the stone properly.
Where do you reckon the ring is now? Ron asked Harry.
What did Dumbledore do with it after he broke it open?
But Harry's imagination was racing ahead, far beyond Ron and Hermione's. Three objects, or hallows, which, if united, will make the possessor master of death. Master, conqueror, vanquisher, the last enemy that shall be destroyed is death.